Welcome back, everyone. Paul Ramel broadcasting from Minnesota West Community and Technical College, the Canby campus, the 25th annual extravaganza going on till 7 o'clock tonight. So come on over and you can walk through the diesel technology building. They got a lot of equipment in here, tractors, skid loaders, semis. They're all washed up. They look pretty clean. Some of them look new yet, so... it's great, great day here in the Canby campus. They've served lunch. The Cattlemen's Association served burgers over lunchtime, and a lot of people showed up for that. And we've been visiting all day with a lot of the people involved in Minnesota West Community and Technical College programs here. And right now we're going to talk with the some diesel mechanic students, Parker Geisfeld and Cody Nickel. Did I say that right, guys?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming on the radio with us. 2 years in the program, huh?
Yep.
So we're standing in your workshop then, huh?
Yep.
Sure. All right. Well, Parker, talk about your second year here. What do you like about the program?
My second year here, just wrapping things up, almost done. It's been a really good 2 years. I love it how it's a small group of guys. You know everybody. Everybody's very helpful. Really nice people around here.
That's right. And Cody, take us through a daily classroom. When's it start, and what do you talk about and stuff like that?
We start at 8 a.m. in the classroom, hour and a half usually. Talk about what we're gonna be doing. So then we come out in this is our lab, the shop. We come out here.
Big shop.
Yep. Work on our projects and diagnose. And
where do you get the equipment from? Where do you get the combines and the semis from?
Oh, those are from dealerships.
Okay.
We went around dealerships and asked, and they brought stuff in for us.
No, I mean during the week to work on, where do you get these?
This is actually the school stuff.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And they bring it in and bug it, and we diagnose it or
okay,
stuff like that.
A lot of technology involved, I would guess, huh?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being in the diesel, Cody, program?
I'm taking stuff apart and putting back together, putting new parts in. And
all right. Now there's a big need for diesel mechanics. I know that, right?
Yep.
You guys are smiling because I think you got jobs lined up already, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You got your jobs lined up already, Parker?
Yep.
And when do you graduate?
May 6th.
May 6th, then you're going to hit the workforce right away, huh?
Yep.
Can you say where you're going to be working?
Oh, yeah, I'll be working at Ziegler Cat and Marshall.
In Marshall? Okay, how about you, Cody?
Miller, Selner, and Bingham Lake.
What?
Miller, Selner, and Bingham Lake.
Where's that at?
Roughly hour and 50 minutes south of here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on landing a job. And, you know, you get some pretty good hourly pay for that, too, don't you?
Yep.
So... what's the raffle ticket that people are... Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. There's a bunch of prizes on there. The stuff on the truck there.
Yep.
So you buy tickets, and then I think 7 o'clock we raffle them off.
Raffle them off.
Yep.
So is that a fundraiser for your program then?
Yep. The money we use for that, we take a trip later in the year. We go tour manufacturing plants where they make tractors. This year we're going to a plant where they make John Deere tractors.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's a really cool thing that we're able to do because of this.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you get to go to these manufacturers in your 2 years? Where have you been? Do you remember?
We went to Fargo last year, a Case plant there, and then Gwinner, Bobcat. We did that last year for our trip.
Nice. Get out of the classroom then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, congratulations on you graduating. Well, you haven't graduated officially yet, but you will be, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hopefully. yeah. Well, thanks for going on the radio with me, and best of luck in the workforce there then.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Just hang on tight here. That's Parker Geisfeld and Cody Nickel, second-year students in the diesel program here during the extravaganza here in Canby.